Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from Twin Peaks off I-10 in Kirkwood. It's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
That's right. We are indeed in the loop, and we're hanging out at Twin Peaks off of Katy Freeway, I-10 and Kirkwood. Come out and see us. Already folks hanging out, getting something to drink, getting something to eat here. And look, John, do you want to call an audible here?
Let's call an audible.
We wanted to talk about where this division ranks in the NFL, but that's something you can talk about anytime when the coach of the Houston Texans is talking. I feel you want to hear it. So big practice ahead of what is going to be an important practice in the joint practice with the Rams tomorrow. And so D'Amico Ryan's talking today after they finished practice today. Let's roll a little bit of that, Fig, get a little bit of a feeling what the head coach has to say.
Why not? Why not? Now, how you guys doing? Look.
The caliber of tackle is, how much does that mean to this offense?
Yeah, Laramie is one of the best tackles in the league, so having him back out here working with us, I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. He's been top tackle in this throughout his entire career, so anytime you get a guy like that of his caliber back, it helps our entire team. Laramie is he's done a great job here practicing. He's looking like himself. He's doing a really great job of leading that group, O-line group. So I'm happy to just see all those guys working together, right? That's how you build that continuity. Guys have to be out there, be in the fire together, and they've been doing that for the past couple weeks.
Hey, D'Amico, you got a change of scenery tomorrow with the Rams coming in. What do you want to accomplish and what workout you got in the
front? Yeah, we're excited to have the Rams come in and work with us on tomorrow. It'll be a lot of situational football, talking with Coach McVay. We just want to work situations that probably normally wouldn't come up or things that we can manufacture ourselves and get just good, clean work amongst two really good teams. So I'm excited. Our guys are excited to work with the Rams. You know, they have a ton of respect for Coach McVay and what he's done, you know, throughout his career. He's always had his team ready to go, and I'm just excited for our guys to get a chance to get some different looks offensively and defensively so we can strengthen ourselves mentally.
You have a philosophy on the physicality of a joint workout just to make sure that you're coming out there healthy as well best you can, but you have a mix of both.
I think that's the main idea behind the joint practices is you get a chance to, you know, you get a chance to play physical football, you thug guys up, right? We're still not going to the ground. We'll treat both teams, you know, treat each other like teammates, like we would normally practice. No cheap shots or anything like that, but it's about getting good quality work in. One of my, you know, thing I don't like is guys just coming out ready to just make it a shoving match. That's what it's not about. It's about getting, you know, good work with different schemes. That's what it's all about, and we'll get that work tomorrow.
Coach, look at some of these guys that are on the bubble. It may not be to some of the fault of their own. It just may be some of the positions may be crowded. What can they do this last week in this last preseason game to maybe change some minds?
For guys who are in this spot, you know, trying to crack the roster, they just have to focus on what they can control. You never know what happens. The roster, you know, gets set next week, but that's never the final roster. And that's always my message to guys is even if it's a no on next week, like that doesn't mean it's a definite no for the season. So you just always have to remain ready. Always understand, like, how are you controlling what you can control? That's your attitude, your effort, and your commitments. Like, if you control those things, you'll be just fine.
D'Amico, what's the biggest obstacle right now?
Yeah, Damian, we got to get him some ops in the game. You know, just get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, you know, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, you know, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
Speaking of, there's a young man here today from Make-A-Wish. Lucas went with Stephon Diggs and got to. What's it mean to be able to host a kid like that that's battling with coma and finish some tough things?
It's a very special moment for us today to host Lucas with Make-A-Wish, his favorite player, Stephon Diggs. So for a young kid, 10 years old, to get the opportunity to hang out here with Steph today, it's a special moment that he'll always remember. And that's one thing for all of us, just create memories in life. Enjoy every day, enjoy every moment, create those special memories, something we can hold on to. We had Lucas break us down today, and all of our guys, you know, we're excited to see him.
We'll take a few more. Coach, I feel this is a half Davis Mills back in practice today, and he made some very good throws to Mitch and the Hutch.
Yeah, Davis made some big plays for us. He stepped in, made big-time throws. He commanded the offense really well. I think it was exciting to have him back, seeing the plays that he was able to make. That was pretty cool.
We asked you last week about Bullock, and now it's all in the game and more practices. Can we see an update on his progress,
please? Bullock? Yeah. Kalen's been steady. He's been making plays for us. He's been consistent throughout practice. He finds a way to get his hands on the ball every day in practice. So I'm excited about his growth and his development as a young, you know, safety in our system. I think he has a chance to be one of the better ones that I've had a chance to work with.
When you were talking about last one, getting back out of here, how that feels for everybody, it's kind of the same thing getting Joe back out of here with that group today.
Anytime you get your starters back out, it's good for everyone to see those guys working, right? They set the tone for our team. So to see Laramie, to see Joe, and just see the type of workers that they are, like, it helps everyone around them see if you want to be a good player, you have to push and work like those guys were. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
D'Amico Ryans, head coach of your Houston Texans, talking after their practice today. And some interesting things that he got into there. Obviously, this is an important time in the roster building process. Obviously, the big thing is Dameon Pierce, right?
Big thing is Dameon Pierce.
And the continued, is support the right word, but the continued kind of careful wording that he's used around Dameon Pierce, his evaluation.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's definitely protecting him a little bit from some of the criticism that's out there here. And it's not really so much criticism as just sort of, you know, kind of stating the obvious. But when he said he needs more reps, hasn't had a chance to get started in games, I was like, oh man, I looked at you and I talked to Figgy over the line. Like, what? Need some more reps. Need some more reps.
It seemed like
he's gotten all the reps.
Right. Especially with the first team. Yeah. But I think this is where it gets interesting for me, because it seemed like D'Amico was trying to make a distinction between, we've seen him in practice do good things. You guys aren't seeing that necessarily translate to the games. And the reason why we can continue into, but is that a problem in and of itself if he ends up being kind of, I guess, the practice guy and not a gamer or what have you, right?
Like, well, that's a problem.
Right? If that is what we're setting up, or if the other thing that's being set up, and shout out to, of course, Seth Payne on this, because he's been big on this, is the offensive line not doing nearly a good enough job blocking this up? Because I know that we talk about, you know, Cam Akers, and we've seen, you know, J.J. Taylor and all these other folks get behind this line and look better, even if they don't look incredible. But if you have the, you know, first team offensive line and your head coach is like, yo, they're not doing a good enough job, and that's why this dude is looking as poor, putting up as poor performances as he is, that's your starting line for the most part, minus Laramie Tunsil. That's who you're going to have Joe Mixon running behind, and that's who you're going to be depending on to have your run game be some level of effective.
I've questioned, or wondered, I should say, the same thing. I really wanted to see someone else run the ball against behind the first team offensive line. I really wanted that. Now, I think there is a little room for interpretation here.
Okay.
Because let's be very clear about what happened today and what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, the starters are out there, and
yes,
they're going hard. Laremy Tunsil, you heard D'Amico talking about that. Laremy Tunsil was out there today.
He was.
He damn sure is going to be out there tomorrow against the Rams. Joe Mixon was out there today and breaking off some decent runs. I think he had an 11-yard run on one, and at least from what we're seeing. And he's darn sure going to be out there tomorrow. Kalen Bullock on the defensive side.
Yeah, got a name drop in there.
Worked with the first team today and got his name dropped from by D'Amico Ryans. Quote, one of the better ones he's had a chance to work with. That's a mouthful right there when you talk about that. So let's interpret the Damian Pierce thing with what we're seeing today and going to see tomorrow. The ones are going, getting a lot of reps. The ones are going hard. But he also said Damian Pierce needs more reps. So Damian Pierce is probably going to play on Saturday.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right?
For sure.
Because I don't think the starters are. If they're going hard today and they're going hard tomorrow, I don't know how much, if any, that they're going to play on Saturday, but Damian Pierce, and this is just me interpreting it, will. So that kind of means,
or it just means that they're going to try and get him a lot of reps tomorrow in the joint practice.
But he was talking about the offensive line and all that stuff. Well, the starting offensive line isn't going to be there Saturday, so there's some room here for interpretation. But I think Damian Pierce is definitely kind of playing for his position on the depth chart, if not his position on the roster.
Was there anything else that you found to be particularly interesting?
Well, all these starters.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
There's a lot in there. All these starters playing, but no Will Anderson. So there is clearly some little something
that's still hanging on.
That's hanging on. Same thing with Christian Harris. There is still some little something that's hanging on. I wouldn't worry too much, but I wouldn't expect them tomorrow. And then the other thing, two of them are obviously Texans related. The other one is just really, really cool. I always am a sucker for this. The Kalen Bullock thing stood out to me. He got reps with the first team. He's going to be your starting safety. Mm-hmm. This is the time as you're wrapping up training camp, as you're wrapping up, the meat of the training camp schedule, because then it's on after this weekend.
Sure.
Kalen Bullock is going to be your starting safety. That's pretty impressive. And for D'Amico to say he has a chance to be, quote, one of the better ones I've coached? Man.
High praise.
Man.
and if you compare that, and I don't know if this is a direct comparison that you want to make to the way that he's been very careful about Damian Pierce, if you're willing to look at D'Amico Ryans as he's trying to be careful and not put his guys in a bad position, that means that he really truly believes that praise, because you're putting a lot of expectations on
him.
He's
not being careful with Kalen Bullock.
Yeah.
The other thing on the field, Davis Mills had a good day. Davis Mills is going to be your backup quarterback.
Nick Caserio said as much flat out before the game on Saturday.
Yes, Caserio said as much. I don't know if push comes to shove, if they're going to have the confidence in him that they have right now, because they've gone with Case Keenum in the past. So that's that. And then just, I'm a big sucker for this. They had Lucas out there, Make-A-Wish kid, guest of Stephon Diggs. And, you heard him right there saying he broke us down. Dude, that's so awesome. Incredible. I mean, that's just, come on. I mean, that's so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just a community perspective.
10 years old.
Making sure to, remember who we do it for in some ways.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. There you go. A little bit of from D'Amico Ryans from practice earlier today with the Texans. Big news being, it seems like they're going to get a lot of good work in the joint practice.
Yeah.
But then Damian Pierce is going to get a lot of work in the practice and maybe even
big
in
time.
The game on Saturday. It's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll find out what's popping on the day.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media, Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.